Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're doing another reading from our Suffer Well devotional series, which we do every morning. And this one's called My Glory, My Way. And we have a habit in us of praising a wonderful Creator. Even people that don't even believe in our Creator will praise Him when things are going great in our lives. If somebody wins the lotto, they're saying, thank Yahweh, thank you, thank you. But when bad things happen in our lives, the first thing we do is we forget to praise our Creator. Why would we praise Him for bad things happening? Because He promises us during the peaks and the valleys, He's going to be with us. And I assure you, we will have valleys in our lives. So let's read the devotional today and see what it has to say for this. It says, My glory, best revealed in your strength. It is manifest mostly on the mountaintop, isn't it? Of the many prayers I hear throughout the day, of them are words of gratitude and thankfulness when times are good. Yes, I certainly receive praise when all is well in your world. However, let me remind you of how my kingdom operates. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. When you are weak, then you are strong, because only in your weakness can my strength manifest in you. 2 Corinthians verse 10. And whoever seeks to save his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life shall preserve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you leave it up to me to decide how I will be glorified? Would it surprise you that my glory is revealed when you become less? John 3:30. Yes, child, I want you to rejoice when things go well in life, but my glory comes when you trust me and rejoice in the valleys. Job 13:15. If I told you the valleys are really the mountaintops, would it help? My prophets have said to rejoice always, and specifically when you can't see your way clearly. I, who created all things, receive joy when I reveal my strong arm to you on your behalf. Loved ones, do not be surprised at the fiery trial that is coming upon you to try you, and though some unusual matter has befallen you. But as you share the Messiah's sufferings, rejoice in order that you might rejoice, knowing the revelation of my glory. 1 Peter 4:12 to 13. I allow fiery trials so that I can do miraculous things on your behalf for my glory. You are my greatest creation, and I delight in doing the impossible for you. Remember, you are more than just conquerors. Yes, you are more. Romans 8:37. And Romans 8:37 goes on to say, note, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Yeshua, who loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that I exist in everything, and everything will bow to me in time. Please enjoy the daily things I offer you as part of life on earth. But don't forget, my glory comes in ways that do not have the ability to perceive. Until I release my revelation, it is then that you will have your moment of awe and wonder. Hallelujah. That is our reading for this morning. And as we're reading this, I want to remind every single one of us, we're going to have peaks and valleys in our lives. We're going to have good times and bad times in our lives. And it's not about praising Him when things are good. It's about praising Him when no one could understand why we're praising Him. And it all goes back to understanding. He created us. And of all He created in this universe, in this world, of all the stars, of all the planets, of all the things, from the smallest little creature to the greatest, biggest things of this world, to the universe. He said, we are His greatest creation, and He loves us more than anything. And let's look at this. Let's go back to the beginning, and let's look what it says in Hebrews 1, verse 2. It says, in these last days has He spoken to us, Son, who He appointed higher of all things, through whom He made the world. Psalms 33:6, by the word of Yahweh, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. And Colossians 1:15 says, he is the image of the invisible, the firstborn of all creation, of all creation. And we see his glory in creation and everything. So why do we doubt his glory in us when things aren't going wonderful in our lives? Romans 1:20 says, for his invisible attributes, namely his internal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. We simply have stopped looking to see the glory in his creation, and that is the problem. That is what blinds people to understand and having trust and faith in the unseen. They don't understand something. They don't see something, so they don't trust something. But our Creator created everything. In Psalms 19:1, it says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Psalms 29, verses 3-9 says, the voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, and Yahweh over many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is majestic. The voice of Yahweh breaks all cedars. Yes, Yahweh breaks in pieces and cedars of the Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Sharon like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh hoos out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shakes the wilderness. Yahweh shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh makes the deer to calve and strips forest bare, and his temple is everything. It says glory, 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 glory at his voice, his sound. So don't you think when you're in the valleys and the hard times of your life, he could just speak it and it is done? Psalms 104:1-4 says, bless Yahweh, O my soul. Yahweh, my Elohim, you are great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks upon the wings of the wind, and he makes the wings and his messengers flames, fire his ministers. We see these things. We have to understand these things and understand creation to understand his glory and his power. And he's not just with us when times are going good in our lives. He's with us during those hard times, to get us through those hard times. Trust me, I know about hard times. And people know about hard times. But that's not the time to run from him. That's the time to run to him and thank him and praise him, as the scriptures tell us. He created everything and he lets everything happen for a reason. But we must never forget his love for his creation. And we of all are his greatest creation. It says in Romans 5:8, but Yahweh shows his love for us in what we were still sinners. Yeshua, who was with him from the beginning, who is him, died for us. Ephesians 2, verses 4-5 says, but Yahweh, being rich in mercy because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive with Yeshua. By grace, we have this redemption. 1 John 4:9-11 says, in this love, Yahweh was made manifest among us, that Yahweh sent his only son to the world that we might have life through him. So when you're in that darkness, when you're in that dark place, when you don't understand why things are happening, in death and disease and bankruptcy and relationship issues and other things you don't understand in life, when you're in those places, stop trying to make sense of it all. And go to our Creator and glorify him and thank him. And thank him. And be like all creation that was designed to worship our Creator. In Psalm 66 verse 4 it says, all the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. It is so out of character for us and our human flesh to glorify our Creator when times are going hard in our lives. But this is what he wants us to do. Psalms 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of Yahweh, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. We must never forget this. Never forget this. Revelations 4:11 says, worthy are you, O Yahweh, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things by you. They will exist, and they were created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He takes an involvement in our creation and he wants everything for wonderful. Remember, he called the light day and he called the darkness night. He's the one that's spoken into existence, and he's spoken to existence for us. And something he'll never do is lie. And he promised us the way out. He promised us that light in the darkness, and he's delivered. He's delivered on all his promises. All his promises are yes and amen. We have to understand this. We have to understand this and believe this. And we have to understand he redeems his creation. Isaiah 47, 4 says, our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the host of one of Israel. Job 19, 25 says, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. Nobody knows about hard times and trials as much as Job, but Job trusted him and stayed with him and didn't give up. And just as our Creator created everything, he's created everything new within us. He's given us a new creation. He's created a new creation within us. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, he is a new creation. A new creation. And in those hard times when he gets rid of and sheds, helps us shed our bad selves, and he creates something new in us. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua. It is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. And those of you that have that are faithful, not just at good times, but at all times. Because we know and we understand. We understand that weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. Yes, I know we're going to go through hard times. I know it's not easy, but this is what tests our faith. This is where our faith is tested. It says in Job 1, verses 20 to 22, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground, and he worshipped, and he said, naked I came in from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh giveth and taketh away. Blessed is the name of Yahweh. Through all of this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame Yahweh. And I see people today, what happens is they lose their job, so they try to get another job. And now they're going to sin and they're going to work on the Sabbath because they're not going to trust our Creator. They're not going to trust our Creator that our Creator can get them an even better job. And they start worrying and they fearing because they lost their job. And all these times, their faith and their trust goes out the window when something doesn't go according to their plan. We need not do that. Even in the hard times, we must stay focused and stay positive and believing that our Creator will take care of all things. It says in 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Be serious and be alert. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion looking to devour anyone he can devour. But he can't touch the faithful. He cannot touch the faithful. Hallelujah. James 4, 7 says, submit yourselves then to Yahweh. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. And we resist him by faith in Yahweh. That's how we resist him. See, Yahweh knows our minds. Yahweh knows our thoughts. Yahweh knows everything we're thinking. The enemy doesn't know that. The devil doesn't know that. He only sees our actions. And when he sees our distrust, and when he sees our fear of man, and when he sees our worry, that's opened the door for him to come in and destroy us from that viewpoint. So we must stay focused and enthusiastic for Yahweh and never turn back. Romans 5, verses 3 to 4, and says, and not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that the affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces a proven character, and a proven character produces hope. Hope and faith. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand, that we shall walk in them. The good works are his commandments. That's what they are. That's his Torah. And commandments equals blessings. Obedience equals blessings. John 13, 7 says, Yeshua replied, you do not realize now but what I'm doing, but later you will understand. Trust in him. Trust in him. Isaiah 55, 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh. I am telling you right now, stick to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. Whether you get fired from your job, whether your spouse leaves you, whether you got no money in your bank account, whether you get diagnosed with a disease by a doctor. Do not get distracted from Yahweh's plan for your life. Do not stop following his guidelines and instructions, and he will bless you more than he's ever blessed you. He's cleaning up your life. He's taking you away from those things that you shouldn't be around to begin with. And he knows what he's doing. We need to trust him. And it's not always easy, but it says in Psalms 30, verse 5, and this is the scripture that helped me in some of my darkest days. This is what got me through it. Psalms 30, verse 5, for his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but the shout of joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that, those of you that are listening right now, wherever you are and going through tough times, you're going through tough times, remember that weeping at night leads to joy in the morning, and he commands us to have joy at all times. James 1 verses 2, 4 says, consider it a great joy, my brothers, whenever you experience various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And I understand it's not easy. I understand in the darkness, you don't see that light and you're wondering what's going to happen. But he reveals that light to you when you open up your eyes and you trust in him. Revelations 21, 4 says he will wipe every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And now he's ready to take you out of that fire when you trust him. When you trust him. He's ready to refine you when you come out of that fire and come on the other side. He's there waiting for you. We have to understand he's in control at all times. At all times, we must let him do what he does. It said in Psalms 139, verse 1 and 2, Yahweh, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, and you understand me, though from afar, thought from afar. Ephesians 1:11 says, also we have obtained inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works in all things after the counsel of his will, his instructions. His will is to deliver you. His will is that in Psalms 50, verse 15, it says, and call on me in a day of trouble. I will deliver you and I will honor you. How many of you in your hard times are getting to him in prayer and praising him and singing songs of praise to him and thanking him and speaking to him, not asking him to show you why these things are happening, but thank him for things that are happening. Because we don't know why he's doing some things, but we know he's allowing it to happen. And as long as we're doing the righteous thing according to his commandments, he's working good in us. And he wants good in us. It says in Psalms 91, verses 14 to 15, because he loves me, says Yahweh, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him with and honor him. Psalms 145, verse 18 and 19 says, Yahweh is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. And many of you out there today are worried about what's going to happen today, whether it's from going outside without a mask to seeing on the news that somebody else died or something else like that. But it says in Philippians 4, verse 6, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and preparation with thanksgiving, let your request be known to Yahweh. And he promises us he will take us and rescue us. He will go ahead of us. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that's what he wants to do in our lives. And you have that choice to trust his word and to trust him or to trust man. To live in joy and praise and be in awe of our creator and his creation, which is you. Or to listen to man's ways and think you have control over everything. And understand that he can get us out. Just like if he could split open a sea, he could take us out of our troubles. And he promised us he would go before us. And he will be with us. And he will never leave us and never forsake us. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8. We must remember that. At all times. At all times. And he blesses us with the great gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, also known as the Holy Spirit, who was also involved in creation. When it says, and the Spirit of Yahweh was hovering over all the surface of the earth. You know, the beginning, the creation. We understand the creation and the helper that he gives us in this set-apart spirit. That's what the word holy means. It means set apart. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into the body. No matter who we are, we have all been made to drink into one spirit. This set apart spirit that comforts us and heals us and helps us. The comfort of the helper. It says in John 14, verses 15 to 7, if you love me, you will keep my commands. I will ask the Father to give you another helper to be with you always, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him, but you recognize him because he lives within you and you will be in him. John 14, 26 says, the helper, the Rahadak, the set-apart spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have told you. And Romans 8, 26 says, in the same way that the Spirit also joins in helping our weaknesses because we do not know what to pray for and what we should, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings. And I tell you this right now, this set-apart spirit will never make us feel good about living in sin. He will never let us feel good about living in sin. So if the Bible says to do one thing and you're doing the opposite and you feel okay with that, that is not the helper that Yahweh has given you. That is the enemy deceiving you. We must remember that. He will never make us feel good about living in sin. Sin is transgression of our Creator's commandments. We need to remember that. But he's there. He guides us. He wants to show us these things. Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by Yahweh's Spirit are Yahweh's children. You know, and I see too many people today that are just deceived because the enemy gives them this false spirit that makes them think they could live in their fleshly desires and they could do things against the words of our Creator and be okay. But our Creator says, no, no, that is not it. That is not it. And I tell you right now, that's not the spirit that Yahweh wants us to be with. He wants us to be with the spirit that helps us and speaks truth to us. And if we're doing something wrong, we should feel a conviction about it. And if we're not doing the right things, we should desire to do the right things and love what he loves and hate what he hates. You know, we have to understand about these convictions. And it says in John 16:7-11, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away because I don't. The advocate won't come if I don't go away, and then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of Yahweh's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. We get this. We understand that we have to be thankful for his spirit that guides us and loves us and holds us. And he wants us to get that. But so many people reject it through their disobedience. They reject it through their disobedience and they don't want anything to do with it. Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of Yahweh is not eating and drinking, but the righteous peace and joy in the Rahadak Kodesh, the set apart spirit. The set apart spirit. So those of you that are going through tough times right now, remember our Creator wants to lift you up. He wants to pull you out of those hard times. He wants you to pray and speak to him and come to him in faith, and never give up. Never give up. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All of you that hope in him, Psalms 31:24. Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things through him who strengthens us. But then in 2 Chronicles 15:7 it says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. We have to understand Yahweh is our strength and Yahweh is our shield and trust in him. That's what we have to do. And praise him. Praise him. You know, it says in Proverbs, another word for wisdom, 3:5-6, trust in Yahweh with all your heart, leaning not on your own understanding, and let him direct your paths. Let him direct in our paths. Surely the righteous will never be shaken, and they will be remembered forever. Having no fear of bad news, their hearts will stay steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. And I tell you in Psalm 37:5, commit your ways to Yahweh. Trust in him, and he will do it. He will take care of you. He will guide you. There's nothing he can't do, so we don't need to worry. We don't need to worry. All things are possible through him. Nothing is too hard for him. So we need to remember this. He will not forsake us. He will not forsake us. And yes, we're going to go through trials in life. We're going to go through certain things, but consider a pure joy. Whenever you face these trials, knowing that he's testing you and refining you, and go to him in prayer and cast all your worries upon him and let him take care of you. He'll sustain you. Rejoice always and pray consistently, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. If we want to draw near to him, you know, we must remember and be faithful. We must remember and be faithful. Romans 5:5 says, and hope does not put us in shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out into our hearts through his set-apart spirit who has been given to us. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love Yahweh, to them that are called according to his purpose. Yahweh's people, don't fear him, curse him, and leave him during trials and hard times. They run closer to him. They run closer to him. Philippians 1:6 says, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the end of the day. In Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember this. He wants to comfort you. And it hurts and it's sad when we go through trials. Trials that we can't understand. But we have to trust in him. That's what the Bible's about. It's a book that says, trust in me and I will comfort you. I will comfort you. Haven't I done this before? And won't I do it again? Isaiah 41 says, comfort, comfort my people, says Yahweh. It says in Psalms 119:50, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. And that's what he desires to do. He desires to give us life. You know, and so I call on all of you today. You know, it says in Psalms 56:8, you keep track of all my sorrows and you have collected all my tears in a bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. And you know, we need to pray for comfort. And then he puts that comfort amongst us, that his will be done in our lives, but we get through it with comfort. And we understand that he's our rock and we take refuge in him. And we fear not this world, but we be in awe of the mighty hand of our Creator. You know, so we must remember this. We must remember this. The righteous will not be shaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll leave you with this scripture in Psalm 73:25-26. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, my spirit may grow weak, but Yahweh remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. And I remind you of Job that says, and he says, you know, his words are more important than my necessary food. And I love that. I love it. That is the testimonial. That is our devotional this morning, today. Have a blessed day, everybody, and Yahweh be with you. And thank you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Living lungs expand, the heavy air.
surrounding death turns to breath again. He breathes out His word and flesh once more. The Lamb of